what I'm trying to do is find a low-cost, non-lethal solution to human-wildlife conflict, and particularly the conflict between lions and leopards and livestock. So we're playing with the idea of painting intimidating eye patterns onto the rumps of cows to trick the lions into thinking that they've been seen and abandon the hunt. So lions are ambush predators, which means they rely on the element of surprise. They rely on creeping up on their prey. So if they think that they've been seen, they may abandon the hunt. And this is a theory that we're testing to reduce the numbers of livestock lost to lions, and then obviously the number of lions that are killed in retaliation for eating livestock should also be reduced. So it's a method of conserving both cattle and lions that we're testing.
So how deep is this problem, cattle versus lion, in Botswana? Is it a big problem for the farmers?
Absolutely. Human-wildlife conflicts, and particularly that involving lions and other large carnivores, is a huge issue for local farmers living on the fringes of protected areas. So lions will leave the protected areas and move into the cattle areas, and obviously they kill and eat livestock, and this has a huge economic impact on the local farmers in the area. Last year we did a short pilot study on one herd of 62 cows. There were 3 cows killed in a 10-week period. So it's a very, very big issue there.
You just mentioned this trial that you did last year, and according to your media release, I think it had a 100% success rate. How did you go about this?
So far we only have a small sample size, so we need to get more data this year to be sure whether the technique works or not. But what we did was, as I described, painting the eyes on the hinds of the cows. We painted 23 in a herd of 62. 39 cows were left unpainted then, and of that herd of 62, 3 cows were killed and eaten by lions in the time that we were there, and all of the cows that were killed and eaten were unpainted, so they didn't have the intimidated eye patterns on their rump. All the eye cows, as we call them, the cows with eyes painted on them, survived that period. But we need to test this over a longer period to be really sure that this technique works. So we're going to do that this year in Botswana.
How enthusiastic are the farmers in Botswana about this apparent breakthrough? Do they call it a breakthrough?
Yeah, well, I've not been shouting too much about it yet in the local area, because we really want to make sure that the technique is robust and works. But in general, the farmers are very keen for and almost desperate for solutions to this problem. It is a real economic issue and psychological issue for them. It's very distressing, human-wildlife conflict. So they're looking for these sorts of non-lethal tools. So I'm sure they'll be very enthusiastic.
Do the farmers keep guns with them? The way you painted it, it looks like they keep guns with them all the time. And I wonder whether any of the farmers themselves had been killed by lions and other wild animals.
Some of the farmers, and it tends to be the ones with the larger herds, so the ones with greater access to resources, do have firearms. Sometimes only one or two farmers in a region will have access to firearms, but most will have access to poison and guns for protection. These kind of retaliatory killings of lions are a real issue for them. And when they use poison, there are a large number of other animals that can be killed as a result. So vultures are in huge decline because of poisoned carcasses. The farmers will tend to go out and look for their missing livestock, and when they find predators eating them, then they will. That's where they attempt to either shoot the lions or poison them. And so we're trying to interrupt that process and prevent that predation from happening in the first place. In terms of actual lion attacks on humans, on the farmers themselves, we have had one instance a few years ago in our local study area where a farmer was pursuing a lion that he had non-fatally shot, so it was injured, and he he was killed by the lion.
So where did the idea originate, or how did it occur to you that this plan may actually work? I mean, the painting of eyes on the bums of these cattle.
Yeah, well, just from so it has a, it sounds like a bit of a wacky idea, but it does have a solid scientific basis. So if you look at butterflies have these eye. Many butterflies have these eye-shaped adornments on their wings, and this deters predation by birds. And also in India, there are stories of local woodcutters that work in the forest wearing a rubber mask on the backs of their heads to protect them from man-eating tigers. And the tigers apparently believe that they are unable to sneak up on the back behind the woodcutters, and so they lose the element of surprise. When they've been seen, they abandon the hunt. So we wanted to see whether we could use this this psychological trickery, if you like, to influence the behavior of lions and reduce human-wildlife conflict, which is a big issue for lions and farmers in Africa.
You are going back to Botswana shortly with another colleague. Is it full implementation of the project now?
Yeah, well, we're going to do one herd this year and do a very intensive study of that herd. And this herd's been chosen because it's at the extreme interface between, right at the edge of the national park, the game reserve, Maremi Game Reserve, and it borders the livestock area. So this is the herd that's possibly at the highest risk of predation from lions. So we're going to do an intensive study on that one herd for now. But we have had interest from Tanzania and also other parts of Botswana and Zimbabwe. So I may discuss with other researchers about expanding the project into those areas, so we can get it's very important that we get a very clear idea of whether this works or not. At present, it's just an idea that has some very promising results, but we need to thoroughly test it this year before selling it, or not selling it, before telling people that it works. Yeah.
This project, if it succeeds, is a win in all sides. I mean, it's a win for the lions. We conserve their lives. Then we conserve cattle and even the environment and even the people in Botswana and places that we are looking at, taking this project to.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's the key that we're aiming for, a win-win for people and wildlife. So in Botswana and in many parts of Africa where lions persist, they're a major attraction for tourism, and so they're very valuable to the country's economy, and these sorts of conflicts are putting that economy at risk. The lion populations are literally draining away due to this conflict. But clearly, the livestock farmers suffer a huge economic cost from lion predation on cattle. We need to attack this problem from both angles, and I think that's what we're trying to do with this approach.
Do you believe the lions over time will find out that it's all a hoax? And lions, I know, are pretty smart animals.
Yeah, that's a really good question. They may eventually cotton on to the issue, but one thing to realize is that a lot of these areas where cattle are, lions are not residents. They're nomadic, so they're passing through these livestock areas between isolated pockets of national parks and protected areas. And so the lions that are moving through these areas are going to be different each time. So they won't get a chance to learn the trick, and this could provide them with safe passage and reconnect some of these important wildlife corridors.
All right, thank you very much. But this must be a very exciting project. Please let us know how it all went when you get back to Australia.
I will do. Thank you very much for your interest.